The man, the myth, the legend. Bruce Lee once said, "The less effort, the faster and more powerful you will be." So let's go be powerful, shall we? Hi there. Welcome, everyone, to another high voltage episode of Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry, brought to you by EEJournal.com and hosted by me, Amelia Dalton. Hello, my engineering countrymen and women. Have you heard that love is in the air today? Happy Valentine's Day to all that celebrate. And yes, you know what that means, right? We're getting all charged up. Yes, power is the name of the game in this week's podcast. First up, we have Chris Giovanello from Menlo Micro to talk about trends in power management and how their ideal switch technology can not only save you a whole lot of power, but also help you with your SWAP-C concerns as well. Hi, Chris. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
So, Chris, for my audience who may not know, what is Menlo Micro all about?
So Menlo Micro is a fabless semiconductor startup. We spun out of General Electric's research labs in December 2016, and our primary focus is to commercialize a very unique technology that was developed at GE over a period of about 12 years to create a micromechanical switch or relay. And you know, we decided in late 2016, in order to scale this technology up properly, reduce the costs, and really drive a much broader adoption, that we had to get it out of the R&D labs of GE. And working closely with GE Ventures, the venture capital unit within GE at the time, and some other strategic investors, we were able to raise a little over $30 million and get this thing started.
All right, Chris, since we're starting a new year, let's look ahead. What do you see are the biggest trends in power management?
Well, there's a couple of trends that we're really trying to focus on. I can cover two. One is on the 5G communication side, which is really pushing some of our early products. 5G is really pushing the performance levels of radio systems as well as test and measurement equipment in terms of pushing to higher frequencies, you know, up to millimeter wave, 29, 30 gigahertz. And also there's just a proliferation of frequency bands for radios that are used for communications. And so those are two areas where we're really trying to help OEMs to come up with new architectures and new solutions. On the power side of things, I think that the one trend that we're seeing is really the push towards more electrification, especially here living in California where we're headquartered. The push to renewables to replace fossil fuels is also pushing increased electrification of whether it's heating or appliances and other devices. And so the need for more low power, more efficient and reliable electrical product, given that we're pushing to more electric usage, is really a key. So that's another area where we're focused in our product roadmap.
Okay, so Chris, tell me more about your ideal switch technology and what kind of problems are you looking to solve there?
So the ideal switch technology is our trademark, our brand for this micromechanical or MEMS switch technology that we've developed. And I'd say the main problem that we're focused, that cuts across all of the lead applications and customers we're working with, is a term called SWAP-C. It's an acronym that refers to size, weight, and power, and cost. It's a term that originated in the aerospace and defense industry, where they've been pushing for years to reduce the size, weight, and power consumption of their systems. And that's really where we come into play. We're replacing, in some cases, large, bulky, unreliable mechanical relays that also generate a lot of heat and require a lot of power to actuate. So having a miniaturized micromechanical version is allowing us to have some significant system-level gains in terms of size, weight, and power. And the same applies to systems where we're actually replacing semiconductor devices. You know, there it's not so much a question of the size and the weight of the component that we're replacing, but because we have such high performance and low losses and low power consumption for certain systems, especially in the aerospace and defense side, we're able to reduce the power that's dissipated, and that allows them to reduce the size and weight of their systems by eliminating heat sinks, eliminating power supplies, you know, other elements in the system. for us, it's all about swap C. And when we say reductions, we're not talking about, 5%, 10%, 20%. In some cases, we're able to demonstrate reductions, greater than 99% in terms of the size and weight of some of the solutions that we're working on. So they're really order of magnitude or, step function improvements in performance in those regards.
So, Chris, what kind of applications would benefit the most from your ideal switch technology?
So some of the areas that we're heavily focused on and a lot of customers are pulling us into is anything related to military and government radio systems. So things that are portable, have to be running off of a battery. These are devices where if you think about traditionally, some of these systems, people in the field needed to carry a backpack to be able to apply all the battery power and the equipment for doing field radios. And we're able to reduce the size and weight and power consumption such that those systems can have longer battery life and lighter weight for people to use in the field. So that's a significant area of or market focus for us. The other is test and measurement equipment. There, the size, weight, and power reductions are not so much on the portability, but it's allowing some of our customers to completely eliminate circuit boards, simplifying the assembly of their systems, eliminating entire power supplies, simplifying the bill of materials or the design of their systems allows them to really reduce the total cost of ownership and the footprint, which has a lot of value for their end customers.
All right, Chris, it is time for your off-the-cuff question. Now, I'm not sure I've asked you this on Fish Fry before, so here we go. You have one last meal on planet Earth. That's all you're going to eat for the rest of your life. What would it be?
One last meal on planet. You definitely didn't ask me this one before, Amelia. I'd have to go through my recipe book of French cuisine because having lived for 7 years in France, I developed quite an affinity for French cooking. So I'd have to go with probably a really nice French fondue.
Nice. Good choice. Well, Chris, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me.
All right. Thanks for having me, Amelia.
Keeping with our powerful theme this week, please welcome Jerry Hovestad and David Gash from Bellman Electronics. We're talking about standardization in the SOSA power supplies, intelligent power supply reporting, and more. Hi, Jerry. Thank you so much for joining me.
Pleasure to be here.
Excellent. So let's talk about Bellman. What is Bellman all about?
Great. Bellman is about power supplies, power solutions provider. We provide solutions for power systems for anything from Army, Navy, Air Force, any military systems, commercial, industrial power solutions.
Okay, so you presented a talk at this year's Embedded Tech Trends show about SOSA power. Now, for my audience who may not know, tell me a little bit about SOSA.
In the beginning, there was VPX power, and VPX has been around for a while. And it provides a fairly good variety of solutions for power. SOSA is basically a subset of VITA. VITA has multiple outputs. SOSA is trying to standardize on two outputs, a 12-volt output for an intermediate bus and a 3.3 auxiliary output. By standardizing that way, we can limit the options we can get. It's much easier to have standardization when you have a limited number of options.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk about our solutions in this space. What are you seeing there?
Okay. What Bellman provides is plug-in cards to meet the various system requirements. We have a fairly large selection of supplies for vehicles with low input voltage for cranking voltages, supplies with three-phase AC input for aircraft power that has three-phase AC, supplies with 270-volt DC input for DC inputs systems. So we have a SOSA solution for most of the military programs.
All right, now let's bring in David Gash from Bellman as well. Now, David, let's talk about intelligent power supply reporting, specifically under VITA 4611. What exactly are we talking about here, and what kind of reporting should we be looking at?
So the reporting that Bellman has implemented is reporting the basic status of the power supply. So that means the input voltage, the input current, the output voltages, and the output currents, as well as the temperature. And with this information, the user can look at the health of not only the power supply, but of the chassis as a whole, because that power that the chassis is drawing is indicative of the health of it. So if you see the power dropping out for some reason, that probably means that something that the power supply is powering is no longer working or not doing what it's supposed to do. By looking at the temperature, you can look at the temperature over time and see if, you know, maybe your fans are starting to get blocked and maintenance is needed because the temperature is rising. Or maybe you see that the input current is going up for some reason. That might be indicative of some other malfunction in the system that you need to address.
Okay, so let's also talk about changes in power supply system management. Now, right now, there is no consistent standard here, but what is the SOSA power supply system management goals in general?
So I think the goals are the same thing as most of what the SOSA consortium is trying to do, which is to create replaceable items. And that means working with the industry to come up with a common solution to these implementations so that vendor A can be removed and vendor B can be replaced with basically no downtime.
All right, David. Now, since you haven't been on my show before, I'm going to ask you my standard off-the-cuff question. So you have one meal left on planet Earth. That's it. One last meal. What would it be?
New York strip steak with mashed potatoes.
Nice. He didn't even pause. That was so great. Well, thank you. And no one warned you of that question, did they?
Nope.
Excellent. Well, David and Cherry, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now, if you're keeping up with your power industry trends, you'll know that wide band gap materials such as silicon carbide are revolutionizing the power industry. From electric vehicles to charging stations to solar power to industrial power supplies, wide band gap brings efficiency, improved thermal performance, size reduction, and a whole lot more. In a recent episode of Chalk Talk called Wide Band Gap, Silicon Carbide, I sit down with Brandon Becker from ON Semiconductor and talk all about the advantages of silicon carbide diodes and MOSFETs. And you can check out this episode of Chalk Talk by clicking the link below the player on this week's fish frying page, by heading on over to YouTube, youtube.com/EEJournal, or just checking out the front page of EEJournal.com. That Chalk Talk listing is right across the top. Hey, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. If you're into Twitter, you can monitor our tweets at EEJournalTFM. And don't forget, if you want to follow my personal Twitter account, check out AmeliaD1978. And if LinkedIn is more your thing, well, sure, you can follow us on LinkedIn as well. And we have that YouTube channel I mentioned earlier, youtube.com/EEJournal. Folks, it is chock full of all kinds of techie videos, including our very popular Chalk Talk webcast series. And you can subscribe to our EE Journal YouTube channel as well. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Frying page, you can check out the Fish Fry archive or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store. And remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, just head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Frying page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or even the best geeky hotspot in your city, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of February 14th, 2020, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.